Hey, good evening, and welcome everyone to Memorial Athletic Center, the MAC, as it's affectionately known in Piers High School. We've got a triangular for you tonight. The Painesville Bulldogs and Malacca Wolves are in town for wrestling action. Here's the lineup tonight. It'll be Piers against Painesville in this first match. And then Painesville will square off with Malacca. And then for the nightcap, it'll be Piers and Malacca. So we'll have those bookend matches for you here, starting with Piers and Painesville. Our first match coming up here for the Pioneers and the Bulldogs right after this.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next-gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get 4 lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Plus taxes and fees. 4 lines on the 12 gigabyte promo plan plus 2 gigabytes bonus data per line required. Of life within 3 cycles.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Phelan-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, we're underway with Piers Painesville and Brandon Funk on the mat against Gabe Nelson. The Bulldogs open at 106, so a forfeiture for Trevor Redunds and a quick takedown accomplished by Brandon Funk against Gabe Nelson, a pair of freshmen on the mat. JV matches are going on as well as Funk goes after a quick near side cradle attempt here. 30 seconds in, and they step out of bounds. The Painesville Bulldogs, a long time Minnesota wrestling power. Funk riding here on the restart, minute 20, going through that Turk series. Picks up that leg, throws a cross face in. Brandon tries to tilt Nelson now. He's got it pretty good. And a count coming here as Brandon Funk tilted him for a two count, enough for two near fall points. He still has the cradle locked up as Brandon Funk buries that forehead into the rib cage of Nelson and now leverages him over. And Funk will try and square those shoulders, but good job by Nelson to squirm back to his base. Still with that tight cradle here, near side cradle by Brandon Funk. 42 seconds left here in the opening period. Triangular wrestling action tonight with Piers, Malacca, and Painesville. And they step out of bounds over in front of the Pioneer bench. We got Jake Andries in the lineup tonight. Austin Redunds, Lucas Pop, Brandon Tamala will wrestle 138 tonight for the Pioneers. Reese Kapsner, Brandon Ortman, Jalen Jansen, Luke Gertz in the lineup at 170 tonight. No Logan Lease. Brett Kapsner, Carson Halls, Jacob Gottbolt, and Austin Dickman. That's your Pioneer lineup this evening. At least to begin. Again, stepping through on that Turk comes Funk. He's got that right ankle picked. 20 seconds left. Hear whistles, and I realize that there's a JV match going on. There's that cradle again. Pretty good here by Funk, but Nelson rolling through. Has not yet been able to stick that in really tight yet. It's a 4-0 lead for Brandon. He got those two near fall after the takedown. And that's the way this first period will end, with a 4-0 lead for freshman Brandon Funk. Defer for Nelson on his choice, and Funk is going to go on his feet. He wants to go takedown here with Nelson. He was successful in the first period. They lock up elbows. Little shuck try by Nelson as he tries to drag Funk through and then sneak in behind. Reaches back for the leg of Brandon. Quite get it. And Brandon, now he slips in behind and he gets the takedown. And it's 2 points there for Funk to go up 6-0. About 30 seconds into period two. Flunk riding now. Got that half bumping him forward. Slitches off, still trying to horse him forward. They're right near the middle of the mat, so a lot of room for Flunk to work with. Nelson reaching inside now on that leg. Now he turns into Brandon. He'll try and elevate Brandon. He's got Brandon's right leg up. Now it's Brandon on the defensive as Nelson tries to reverse in, and he will. Nelson, a nice reversal on an inside leg. And now he'll go to work. Under a minute to go. First real good move there by Nelson to score points to make it a 6-2 score. As now Gabe Nelson of Painesville has Brandon Flunk broken down. Pushing down on the back of the head with his right forearm. Brandon scrambles to his knees. Now extends his right arm up down to his left shoulder as well. 6-2, Flunk with the lead. Now Brandon trying to stand. Now unable to, as Nelson able to keep him close to the mat. Now Brandon reaching back for a leg. That's possible Gramby here. He's got that leg. He's got to reach up for the head and then turn back, but he has to give up the leg as the leverage wasn't there. And there's the horn to end the period. It's 6-2 for Brandon Flunk. And Nelson's got choice now because he deferred. And so he will go down and try and reverse again. Third period. There's the whistle. And we're underway. Right away, Brandon Flunk throws his legs in to wrap up and control the lower body of Nelson. Minute 45 to go. Goes to work on a half Nelson on the right shoulder. Now slides back down the waist. Tries a little cheap tilt. Nelson able to keep those shoulders square, not exposing the shoulders to a count. Again, after this one, it will be Painesville against Malacca, so we'll have about hour or so break between broadcasts. Now Nelson reaching back for the right leg. Minute 15 left in the third. 6-2 lead, Brandon Flunk. And Flunk off to the right side. Got the leg of Nelson well controlled. Nelson almost turned here as Brandon improving his position on the half. But Nelson, very flexible young man. He has not been able to be turned by Brandon. Now Flunk right behind. He's getting a little high on the back of Nelson. Nelson will try and scoot out the back door and come up with a reverse here. Down to 37 seconds left, but Flunk controlling double leg ride in around the waist of Nelson. And it's been 6-2 since that second period reverse for Nelson, and that's the way the score remains right now. As Brandon Flunk riding here on the right side, 15 seconds to go. Green singlet with white pinstripes for the Bulldogs. Pioneers with the black. Nelson reaching around for a head. Brandon trying to maintain. There's only a couple of seconds left. And there will be a late reversal, and then the horn, and it technically goes in the books as a 6-4 win for Brandon Flunk. Flunk wins 6-4 over Nelson at the 113-pound match.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
This matchup has Jake Andries against Painesville's Alex Magas out there, just underway. And there's the first takedown, and it's awarded to Andries in a scramble. And the Pioneers take a 2-0 lead on the Andries. And he goes right after a tilt. Got to be careful not to pin himself here. As Jake Almost put his own back flat to the mat. Still, now Magas up and standing and out of bounds across the way. And it'll be Magas in the down position as Jake Andries riding here. And here comes a Granby by Magas. Magas for two on a reversal into a Granby. That ties things up. And now here comes Andries. Andries switching around, and Andries into a headlock. And now Magas throws a leg in. Jake still with the headlock. Scrambles around, trying to get better control. And there's the two, and it's a 4-2 Andries lead. A lot of action here in this opening period between Andries and Magas. Andries ranks sixth at 120. Now Magas to a knee standing, and Jake tries to throw a cradle from that position. Magas still on his feet. Jake drops down to the single. 33 seconds left. There's a roll by Magas, and he reverses now. 4-4. 27 seconds left. Jake. Now Magas in around the waist of Andries. Andries turning into Magas. Magas with a headlock throw, but Jake slips out of that, and he will reverse. And now Jake's up 6-4. Final 7 seconds in an action-packed first 2 minutes. Now Jake will ride this period out. Wow, 6-4 in the first period for Andries and Magas. Choice for Jake, and he will defer. And Magas chooses down to get things started here in period two. Fresh 2 minutes up on the clock. Forfeiture win for Trevor Redunds. And then a 6-4 win for Brandon Funk. And Piers has a 9-0 team lead on Painesville through two matches. Standing quickly, Magas, and Jake trying to return him to the mat and break him down, and they step out of bounds. Looks like Painesville is open at 160 as well as 106. Unless there's some maneuvering, moving up or down in weights. But right now, neither Painesville or Malacca has a 160-pounder listed in their lineup. Minute and a half to go. 6-4 lead for Andries. Jake bumping Magas forward. Magas, and it crawls to his right hip, now trying to stand. Jake tries to cradle, and out of bounds, onto the hardwood floor, right at the feet of Clint Poster over there, four-time All-American and all-time wins leader at St. Cloud State University. Now on the staff of head coach Mark Jensen. Quickly in on a waist ride is Jake Andries, driving him forward, giving him a little ride across the mat here on his belly. Magas hands outside the circle. Close to being out of bounds. Jake tries to cradle again. Jake senses that he can get a cradle here, but Magas so far has been able to defend out of that. That time they go out of bounds. 58 seconds to go here in period two. All the scoring done in the first 2 minutes, 6-4. On the first points were a takedown for Andries. Everything after that was reversals as they went back and forth at each other, but now the scoring has settled down as Jake has been able to ride here for a minute and 15 seconds here. 45 seconds left in period two. Magas has his right ankle elevated by Jake. Jake controlling the left wrist underneath the belly of Magas. 35 seconds to go. Now Magas standing again. Jake, and they step out of bounds. We're back here tomorrow night as the girls' basketball holiday tournament begins, and it'll be a Piers-Malacca matchup at 6 p.m. There is a change to that holiday girls' schedule. They have moved the Saturday schedule to 1:30 and 3:30 rather than 6 and 8 p.m. 15 seconds to go as Andries continuing to ride here. 6-4 lead for Jake. And he controls Magas down on the mat, and looks like this is way after a 10-point first period, 0 points scored in the second period. 6-4 after two for Jake Andries. Jake's choice, and he's going to go down here, try and explode from the bottom here and pick up a reversal or an escape. 6-4. And there's the whistle. Quick stand up by Jake. Jake will get the escape there. 7-4. Andries, he was very quick. So 7-4 now for Andries. Fighting for hand control on their feet. Andries and Magus coming up. We should have Austin Redunds. We'll see who the... They had Magus listed at 126 on the program here, so they drop him down to 120. We'll see who they throw out at 126 against Austin Redunds. Minute 20 to go. Shot in on a deep double there by Andries. Can he elevate and dump him through and pop his head out and get two here? Throw that leg across. Magus hooking that shoulder of Jake. Trying to whizzer. Jake still now, he's dropped down to a single leg. And hasn't gotten the two yet, but he's pretty close. Trying to drive forward, get that head out, and you'll get your two as he throws the leg across. Magus just holding on to that head to prevent the two yet. And now he does roll through and give up the two. And that makes it 9-4 for Andries with 37 seconds left. And now Magus with a near switch. But Jake still in deep waist ride and stepping out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. 9-4 lead for Jake Andries. 29 seconds remain, third period. Quick breakdown by Jake. Tries to throw that leg across the lower body of Alex Magus of Painesville, and he does successfully do that and breaks him down. 15 seconds. He's got the legs in on a Turk. He'll try and crank that over and score some late near fall points. 10 seconds left. And Andries is going to win this match. He's going to get a count here. He's going to score late. If he gets the full three, it's a major, but he only got two. 11-4. So that makes it Pierce 12, Painesville 0 on You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Christina Benjamin, member of the Pioneer Dance Team. With the fall sports season over, we would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make the fall season a success. We also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports season are underway. We would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. We will work very hard to represent our school and the community in the first class style. So come out and support us this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
As we go to 126 pounds, this is now an Austin Redunds Brandon Douglas match underway here. Scrambling on the edge of the mat, no points. Austin wrestled 132 up in Brainerd last weekend. Pioneers had Sebastian Warzeka, Isaac Adi up in Brainerd at 126. There's a takedown for Douglas as he was able to scramble in and pick up the first two. Pierce 12, Painesville 0 here. And they're out of bounds with a minute 20 remaining. Redunds down as Douglas will ride. We'll see one of the best that Painesville's got in Sean Rue, and Redunds works an escape, 2-1. Not so sure that Douglas just didn't cut him loose there. Now Redunds tries to go elbow tie up, picks that ankle. They're both on their knees scrambling. Austin trying to cradle. He's got a good cradle on. Redunds cradles up Douglas here, but Douglas rolls back to his belly. That was close. He still got the cradle, trying to tilt him. Redunds scrambling. Cradle still intact. 45 seconds left. 3-2 lead for Austin Redunds. He got two near fall. There's the cradle. Still in, but Douglas, now he's exposed. The referee down and looking. And Redunz will try and stick him, and he does, with 27 seconds left in the first period. A fall for Austin Redunz. He got the cradle in, and he finished. So it's Piers 18, Painesville nothing.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. Parents love our school because the students receive a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Scholarships are available to assist with tuition. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypiers.org.
Welcome back to Memorial Athletic Center in Piers. We're underway with our first of two duels tonight. It's Piers and Painesville. Pioneers up on the Bulldogs 18-0 following the fall by Austin Redunz. And now we've got Painesville's Sean Rue out there, ranked ninth at 126. And his opponent is Lucas Pop. Pop had an interesting Paul Bunyan Invitational. He lost a couple of very close low-scoring matches. He won a triple overtime match, and he won an ultimate tiebreaker four overtime match to finish fifth in his weight class in Brainerd. Pop and Rue. Rue ranked at 126, wrestling at 132 here tonight. Minute in, no points. Tie up in the middle of the mat. They're on the two mats on the floor. The mat for the varsity is just as you come into the gymnasium here, and the JV is on the other end of the gym. As they fight for hand control out in the middle, 40 seconds to go, locking up. Shot in by Rue, couldn't get into the legs of Pop, and they quickly bounce back to their feet. First time they really got down close to the mat, and they were quickly back up. 28 seconds to go, Rue and Pop. Trevor Redunz with a forfeiture win. Brandon Funk wins 6-4. Jake Andries 11-4. Austin Redunz with a first period fall. It's 18-0. Piers ranked third in the state. They go to the Frazee Duels this Saturday. They will wrestle second-ranked Frazee about 3:30 on Saturday. Number two and number three in the state in Class A. And there's the horn in a scoreless first between Lucas Pop and Sean Rue of Painesville. Piers will wrestle Lisbon, North Dakota at 12:30. And there's blood time now for Lucas. Looks like he's got a bloody nose. So Lucas Pop will be attended to. So Piers in Lisbon, North Dakota, the Broncos at 12:30. And then Piers will take on Minneota, the team they beat last year in the Class A third place match down at XL Energy Center. And then they'll finish off their day against the Frazee Hornets. And again, the Pioneers, they call them the Les Kircher Duels. They start at 11 a.m., but Piers doesn't wrestle in that 11 a.m. session. They start at 12:30. The other teams there are Cambridge and Perham. There are six teams: Piers, Frazee, Minneota, Lisbon, Cambridge, and Perham at that tournament. All right, blood time over, and Lucas Pop is back. So is Sean Rue after a scoreless 2 minutes. And there's the whistle. Rue in the down position, tries to sit out. Lucas controlling him. Lucas had a lot of trouble keeping his opponent on the mat in the four overtime. That kid from Moorhead was able to stand up. He just could never free himself. As Lucas now with a trip to get Rue back down and then out of bounds in front of the Bulldog mat. And Rue hustles back to the middle. 0-0, minute 43 to go, second period. Again, Rue tries to sit out. And now he will spin in and should get one out of the escape here. He's going to get at least one. As they're still hooked up. Jake with a double underhook. And there's the escape awarded to put Rue on the board first. And it comes with a minute 25 to go. Second period. So 1-0 for Sean Rue of Painesville. Both men on their feet. Again, snap down try by Lucas Pop. Pop and Rue battling for hand control out in the middle. Under a minute left. Most of the mat action has been done on their feet, but now there's a scramble on the mat. Rue's in on a single. Lucas pressing down. Lucas on top over the back of Sean Rue. Rue got in first. And Lucas working from the defensive side of things. 30 seconds to go. We get a stalemate. A stalemate called. We'll send him back to the mat. Middle of the mat. Quick hook up again. Hand control. 13 seconds to go. An escape here for Rue in this period. The only point on the board. Quick snap down try out of bounds. 4.3 seconds left. And we're going to go to the third in a close 1-0 lead for Sean Rue of Painesville. So it's Pop's choice, and he's going to go down here. So an escape ties it. A reverse puts him in front. 2 minutes. Quick stand up by Lucas, trying to peel hands now. Rue trying to sink him back down to the mat, trying to trip him, and they go out of bounds. They will restart again out in the middle. 1-0 lead for Painesville's Sean Rue. Lucas gets set in his down position, knees, palms flat to the mat. There's the whistle. Rue tries to throw in legs. Lucas reaches underneath, pulls the right ankle of Rue forward, trying to come out the back door. If he does, he might be able to turn this into a reverse. If Rue can get caught sliding up the back, he's basically sitting on the small of the back right now of Pop. Minute 25 to go in the third. Pierce 18, Painesville nothing. Here comes Pop driving through. Pop will switch into reverse, and he's up 2-1 on Sean Rue. And that comes with a minute 15 to go. Now Rue trying to switch. Now Lucas crawls back on top, both legs thrown in. Lucas Pop with a 2-1 lead. 1 minute to go. Trying to cradle here. Now it's Rue reaching up. Rue might be able to slip out the back door. Lucas, legs thrown in. 50 seconds to go. Lucas Pop on his right side. Legs around the waist of Sean Rue. 40 to go. Rue gonna pop that head out here. He's gonna reverse out of this. Here he comes. There's the reverse. He drives forward, and it's a 3-2 lead now. Rue gets the lead back. He's going to try and ride this out now with 22 seconds to go. It takes a look up at the clock. Short time left now. And he got a count on. He's going to pick up some points here. And Sean Rue with 5 seconds left is going to ride this one out. He's going to win it by a 6-2 score. Sean Rue picks up Painesville's first points, but it was a struggle as Lucas Pop had a reversal to make it 2-1 in the third, but then Rue reversed back and got near fall points to win 6-2, and we'll have coming up 1:38. Brandon Tamala is due up next.
Hello, this is Bob Gruber from the Pierce Fire Department. Remember to have your fireplace and wood stoves inspected before you begin to use them each year. Also, have your chimney cleaned to remove creosote, which can ignite and start a chimney fire. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
American Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Ryan a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
We got Brandon Tamala and Dalton Christensen on the mat now. Piers Painesville in an... Well, they've taken a point off the Piers team score. Not sure why. It's 17-3. Not sure what happened after the Lucas Pop match. Tamala in on a single and out of bounds. Tamala and Christensen. On their feet, minute 18 to go. Brandon looking for an opening. Shot in by Christensen. He's deep. Now whizzing out is Tamala. Good whizzer there, but now Christensen will drive forward to get to two. 2-0 lead. Dalton Christensen with a minute to go in the period. First period here in Piers tonight. Our next match, Reese Kapsner and Weston Roberg. And now a Granby by Tamala and near fall. He throws that good Granby in. Tamala very good at that. Reaches up for the head. 38 seconds. Brandon will take the lead as he reaches for the head of Christensen and try and turn those shoulders. That is an awkward angle. Knees on the ground, head facing backwards. Three near fall there. 5-2 for Tamala. And they break the hold. I think blood time for Christensen. So Dalton Christensen will head over to the side. Good Granby thrown in there by Brandon Tamala. Skiba's plus one walking by there. Robbie David and Mr. Luckner. So Brandon getting a drink, and they're cleaning up the mat down there. We'll have girls basketball for you tomorrow night. The girls play their first holiday tournament game against Malacca at 6 p.m. After that, St. Cloud Cathedral will face Virginia coming down from the Iron Range for the first time here to play at Piers. And then on Saturday, we'll have the Frazee duels up in Frazee starting at 12:30, Piers in Lisbon, North Dakota. We did wrestle and beat them last year in Frazee. Blood time has been stopped. It's just a matter of cleaning up Dalton Christensen of Painesville now. So the coach for the Painesville Bulldogs, Tim Roberg, over there. Sean Rue with a 6-2 win to get the Bulldogs on the mat, are on the scoreboard at 17-3. Now we're ready to go. And it'll be Tamala riding here on the restart. 17 seconds left. Quick sit-out try by Dalton Christensen, but Brandon able to control. 10 seconds to go. Now Christensen trying to switch. Holding on is Tamala. Still has the leg and out of bounds with less than 2/10 of a second left. We'll see how quick the trigger finger Mark Wojcieniak is. Oh, right on it. The whistle and the horn. 5-2 Tomala through the Granby in and then the three near fall. Now Tomala from underneath turns into Christensen, elevates and takes him down. Reversal. 7-2 for Brandon Tomala. Grabs that right wrist. Now trying to free the hand. Got a half in, or rolling here. And here comes Christensen on a switch. He rolled through, and for two, that makes it 7-4. And they're ruled out of bounds now. So a nice switch there by Dalton Christensen. And Tamala a little slow to get back to the middle. And Christensen's going to give up the optional start here. Referee informs Brandon Tamala. And then he goes right into a near cradle attempt. So he doesn't give up the point. Now he does try and throw. Brandon up. Here's the scramble. Brandon throws a headlock in. Brandon's got the better of this right now. He's going to try and crank that headlock over. But he slips off it and didn't get it. Never got it. Now they will circle again on their feet, looking for an opening. 52 seconds left in period two. 8-4 lead for Tamala. Both men try to shoot unsuccessfully. They come back up. Heels of Christensen right out against the outer circle, and now they go out as Tamala goes on the offensive. 28 seconds left. Eight-four lead for Brandon Tamala. On deck, Reese Kapsner, Weston Roberg. Again, Christensen 1 foot outside the circle. Now they come a little bit closer, but not quite to the middle. Christensen in on a leg, drives forward, but he is out of bounds, doesn't get the two. Painesville bench wanted it, didn't get it. 3 seconds left. 8-4 lead for Brandon Tamala. And that's the way that period ends. Tamala 8, Christensen 4 after 4 minutes of wrestling. Christensen in the down start. Picking leg is Tamala. Tilts him to his side. Left hip, Christensen. As Brandon with his right leg thrown in, pulls that right wrist back of Christensen. Now Christensen standing, peels away for the escape to make it 8-5. So the escape for Dalton Christensen makes it a 3-point match. Under a minute and a half to go. We are in the third period. Pawing at the head, Christensen. And darting in on the double attack is Tamala trying to drive forward. Christensen sagging those hips back. And never could get the double looked up, so they're back on their feet, pushing each other away. A minute 5 left in the third. 8-5 lead for Brandon Tamala. Shot by Christensen. He's got the leg up. Can he finish this one? Wizarding is Brandon Tamala near the edge. Tamala pulls him forward, trying to get out of bounds. And they are out with 40 seconds remaining. That's twice now that Christensen has had a near takedown near the edge. Boy, Tamala is really gimpy getting back. He's hurting on the left leg, and Coach Mark Jensen is going to ask for injury time. And he will go over. And it looks like that might be a hamstring or a cramp or something. He's stretching that left leg and leaning forward. And I'm not sure what that is, but it is something in the left leg there for Brandon Tamala. He flexes it out. And so injury time here with an 8-5 lead. Russ Holland out there as well. Looks like it might be a cramp in that left calf. So two near takedowns for Christensen, but they've both been just outside the circle, and no points were awarded. So now injury time over. 40 seconds left here. Brandon trying to battle through what I'm assuming was a cramping issue. 8-5. They're on their feet and the whistle. There have been no stall warnings yet. 35 seconds to go. Christensen is going to have to gamble. Shoots. Can he lock up the takedown? There's a scramble. Side by side, each guy with an arm in. There's a throw try. They're back on their feet now. Throw again by Christensen. 15 seconds left and out of bounds. Scramble activity. No points. 14.3 seconds left. Tamala with Christensen with 9 seconds left. Reaching for a Tamala leg. He's going to have to take him down and get him to his back in a hurry. Tamala's going to fend that off and win the match. 8-5 win for Brandon Tamala. And the Pioneers take a 20-3 lead.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Weston Roberg against Reese Kapsner is our next matchup, and this one comes at the 145-pound weight class, and they just started wrestling. Reese Kapsner is ranked 10th at 132. So he's been wrestling up here all season long. No activity yet, a lot of hand slapping and fighting as Roberg in green. There's a first faint attempt there. Now Reese snaps in on the front headlock. Kapsner in on the offensive, tries a throw, and he's got Roberg to his back. He's down for a count. Reese Kapsner really in with a good front headlock and a fall. 40 seconds in. Kapsner by fall in the first. And the score goes to 26-3.
Hey folks, it's not too early to start thinking about Freedom Fest 2017. Can you believe that this will be the fifth annual Freedom Fest? The date is Saturday, July 15th at the Genola Ballpark. Limited VIP tickets as well as general admission tickets will be available soon, and the musical lineup will also be announced soon. Corporate sponsorships are available anywhere from $500 to $5,000. Last year, $13,100 in donations were awarded back to various community events and organizations. If you're interested, contact Lloyd Bader at 320-468-2506 to become a Freedom Fest sponsor. Be sure to check out Pierce Freedom Fest on Facebook or go to their website at piercefreedomfest.com. Pierce Freedom Fest 2017, coming soon.
All right, Brandon Ortman receives a forfeit at 152, so we're at 160, and it's Luke Gertz for Piers, Garth Utch for Painesville, and quick takedown here for Gertz against Utch to go up 2-0 in the team score. Now it's 32-3. So 12 quick points put up there, the fall by Kapsner and the forfeit to Ortman. 160 match here is Luke Gertz. Bumps him forward. 4-0 lead for Luke. Got near fall on that takedown, so 45 seconds into the first period. Malacca will wrestle Painesville next. And then we'll have the Piers Malacca match. Again, there's a headlock in by Luke. He's got Utch on his back with a count. Minute to go. Luke Gertz trying to tighten up this good headlock. Over in front of the Pioneer bench. A lot of time left here, 48 seconds. Luke trying to crank that over and settle in. Lean back as Garth Utch having to expend a lot of energy from underneath as Gertz continues to crank on the headlock. He's got the three near fall if he doesn't get the stick here. Leaning back now. This will get tighter as he leans back. Referee down to look as he continues to press. Now Utch with 15 seconds remaining. Luke Gertz trying for a first period fall. 8 seconds left. Just leaning and squeezing back, but Utch is going to stay off his back here and get to the second period. Three near fall, and it's a 7-0 lead for Luke Gertz after two. So a choice for Luke here. Green, red defers, so Green chooses down. Painesville down with Garth Utch. And we're underway as immediately Luke breaks him down. Belly to the mat goes Utch. Extends his right arm out in front of him. Luke controlling, trying to pull that left wrist out. Turn him a little bit if he can. 15 seconds into the second. 7-0 lead, Luke Gertz. 32-3 lead for Piers. Luke jumping side to side, staying active. Gertz still with Utch underneath. It's been all Luke here so far. Now he's got those legs in on the Turk. He's reaching up for the head. Luke will try and crank this over. Utch trying to push the hand away from his underneath his chin. Luke now settling up, crawling up the chest. Referee down to look. Still hasn't got that head secured on the step through Turk. He's got the leg underneath. But Utch has been able to push that hand away. Now Luke throws hips across again, but can't finish the move. He does pick up three near fall, so he's up 10-0 now. Now Utch turning into Gertz and driving forward, and they tumble out of bounds off the mat and onto the hardwood. 10-0 lead for Luke Gertz with 49 seconds left in the second period. And a riding situation here again for Luke. Utch trying to pull the right hand from Luke away. Luke's done a good job here tonight. Now he will, looks like Luke is just going to be content to let him go and try and get a big throw here. So it's 10-1, 30 seconds left. And they step out of bounds again. This is 160. Shot in on attempted fireman's there by Luke. Good block there by Utch. He able to get his shoulders lower and stop the momentum. And now Utch getting into scoring position, and he'll secure a takedown. So 10-3 now with 8 seconds left. Utch has picked up an escape and a takedown here in the second period. 7.5 seconds to go as they step out of bounds. One more chance for Luke to score from the bottom here late in the second period. 5 seconds on the restart, and that's the way this period's going to end. 10-3 after two in favor of Luke Gertz over Painesville's Garth Utch. Hey, a reminder, coming up Monday night across the hallway at the Performing Arts Center, it's the holiday band and choir concert. You see band director Joel Poland is here. Says, I think the jazz band is going to get the holiday music started about 5:45 on Monday night. I asked him if there's going to be any sing-alongs, and he said, you can sing all you want. A little blood time here, I think. They're going to clean up the mat once again. Pierce 32, Painesville 3 is our team score. And right now, as we are preparing to get the third period, looks like it's a little abrasion on the right knee of Garth Uch that's causing the blood stoppage right now. So coaches Jensen and Holland, they head back to the bench, and Luke just waits out in the middle of the mat for Garth Uch to return. Still action here in the JV match. Malacca varsity wrestler starting to limber up a little bit. They're taping up the right knee of Garth Uch over there. Sean Rue, who we saw win over Lucas Pop 6-2, was Painesville's only ranked wrestler. Not in the lineup for the Pioneers, but still ranked. Andrew Tamala, Lane Gertz, Matt Kummet. They've not wrestled yet this year as we're underway again now. And Luke trying to stand and get his head out for an escape here, but good control maintained. No, they did give the escape. So it's 11-3. It's in a major decision category now. We're early third period. Both men on their feet, tied up. Uch pushing into Luke Gertz, and they're out of bounds towards the Painesville bench. A little bit of a swipe at a leg there by Brandon. Now he goes after an ankle, picks that ankle, drives forward, and Luke's in on the waist, and he's going to get the two. Good ankle pick there by Luke Gertz. Got the ankle, kind of pulled it up, and then just crawled up and wrapped his arms around the waist of Uch and got his 2 points. So it's 13-3 now for Luke Gertz. Minute 25 to go in the match. Painesville wrestles Malacca after this, so we'll take a break, and then we'll come back for Piers and Malacca in the nightcap. 1:10 left as Gertz riding on the left hip. Uch tilted, and the referee blows the whistle. And it's a knee problem again. Looks like blood or on the knee again of Garth Uch. And they'll bring out more tape, more bandages. And Luke gets some water. 1:05 on the clock. Kind of tired of seeing Matt and Lane and Nathan Poster and Andrew Tamala wearing their letter jackets. I want to see them back on the mat here. Hopefully soon. We haven't seen Andrew and Nathan for a long time since football season. Early in the football season. And it's a shame because all four of them are seniors and you don't get these matches and football games back. So let's get these guys out there and healthy. All right, they stop blood time there to clean up Garth Uch. 1:05 to go here in period three. Thursday night wrestling here from the Mac and Piers. Pioneers received an opening win for Trevor Reduns. Painesville forfeited that weight. Then Brandon Funk earned a 6-4 win over Gabe Nelson. Jake Andres then with an 11-4 victory over Alex Magus to make it 12-0. Austin Reduns with a cradle pin over Brandon Douglas in the first made it 18-0. Then Sean Rue, a 6-2 win over Lucas Pop. Piers got a penalty point deducted, so it was 17-3. Then Brandon Tamala, 8-5 over Dalton Christensen to make it 20-3. Reese Kapsner, a 42nd fall over Weston Roberg And now we're wrestling again here in the Utch Gertz match. And then Ortman, Brandon Ortman, received a forfeit. So we're at 32-3. And barring something major happening on a turnaround, Pioneers are going to add at least 14 points here. Right now, Luke Gertz working on a 13-3 lead on Garth Utch. Riding on the left hip, down to 40 seconds left in the match. Utch balled up, weight shifted to his left knee. Front headlock now on their feet. Utch trying to elevate and turn this into a reversal here. He's up high on the waist now, trying to throw. 22 seconds left, and they go out of bounds. Utch will be getting an escape point out of that to make it 13-4. 18 seconds left in the match. Gertz and Utch coming to the final 10 seconds here. And this is going to be a win for Luke Gertz. One last throw try and out of bounds with 3/10 of a second. So Utch comes back. They'll blow the whistle and the horn will sound, and there it is. A major decision win for Luke Gertz, 13-4, to make it Piers 36, Painesville 3.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger. Wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams. Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
170-pounders, Jalen Jansen, Connor Maher going at it now. Just underway. They had a little mat cleanup duty, so just getting started here. Piers leading Painesville 36-3. This is the 170 match. Jansen, Maher. Jansen trying to throw here. So is Maher. There's a duck under try by Maher. And switching away from that was Jansen, dancing back to the middle. Now elbow tie up again, Maher. He's stepping into Jalen. Jalen, very explosive wrestler. Loves to scramble. Maher has the left wrist of Jalen secured, tries to shoot in again. Jalen able to be quick enough to avoid that. Now he tries to throw, and they tumble out of bounds. 106 to go. Brett Kapsner should be on deck. See if it's Cameron Schmitz for the Bulldogs. They've got him listed at 182. No points yet in the Jalen Jansen-Connor Maher match. Maher's been a little bit more of the aggressor so far. He's taken a couple of shots. But Jalen's been able to defend from his feet. Right now, Maher controls the left elbow of Jansen. 33 seconds remaining. Now they free each other and go back to the middle. Now Jalen shoots in. Jalen scrambling, still scrambling. Now drops down to the leg, hopping near the edge is Maher. Jalen gets his toes inside the circle, and he'll get the two. And a takedown for Jansen to go up 2-0 with 17.2 seconds left. And Jalen wins that scramble to pick up points. And a restart, and Jalen breaks him down. Maher. Now a roll try by Jansen, tried to cheap tilt him. 7 seconds to go. Maher trying to switch late here. Coming around, he'll get two with 1 second left. And that'll send us to the second period, tied 2-2. Maher able to reverse late in the period. Jalen's choice is down. Now Jansen, quick explosive sit out to his feet. Turning into him, gets the escape. Jansen up 3-2. Jansen's going to look to throw from this spot. Maher trying for an inside trip. Boy, they're off balance. Who's going to win this one? Jansen gets two on a takedown. Now they roll out of bounds. 5-2 for Jalen. Jansen on the waist ride, throws the leg in. Got the first half of the Turk now. Leg in, reach back for that head, Jalen. Right now, Maher's, there comes the Turk, and he'll crank that over, and he'll get back points. Jalen with a good, strong step through Turk, and the whistle stopped it. We got blood time, I think, or injury time for the Painesville wrestler, Maher. 3 near fall for Jalen, so it's 8-2. Coach Jensen saying that should be 4, I think. If you stop it for an injury, I think you should, isn't that the rule? You've got the 3 near fall. Maher gets a little pat on the back. They cut injury time. And we're ready to resume. 1:14 to go. Period two. Jalen got that Turk in tight. Goes after those legs again. Jalen with an 8-2 lead. Rolling through Connor Maher of Painesville. 1 minute to go, second period. Pioneers with a 36-3 lead over the Bulldogs here. Jalen pulling that right wrist underneath the belly of Maher. Looking for a half to run that on the left side. Cranks him over nearly. Now Maher switches. Maher, he's going to try and cradle. He got the reverse. So it's 8-4 now. Jansen ahead of Maher. 30 seconds to go. Now Jalen in on a single. Jalen might scramble into points here. Jalen is going to turn this into 2. 10-4, Jansen. So Jansen back up by 6 at 10-4 with 16.8 seconds left in period 2. Whistle and the start. Haven't seen a caution on a start yet. Driving him forward. Final 5 seconds here in the second. Jansen will take a 6-point lead into the third unless there's a quick reversal here near. Oh, we got a 1 count. They scrambled again, but no points. After 2, Jansen leads Connor Maher of Painesville 10-4. Now Jansen riding, tries to throw, and Maher scrambles. Jansen maintains control, drives him forward, and breaks him down. 20 seconds in. Now Maher standing. Jason returns him to the mat. Almost took him right to his back from that lift. And the whistle to start them once again. Trying to free that right hand underneath is Maher. Brett Kapsner on deck. Half now for Jalen. 10-4 lead, Jansen, as Maher lifts. Lifted up by Jalen and returned to the mat again. Throw right to his back by Jansen. Jansen couldn't finish, and now Maher switches around. He's got a headlock on and then a reverse, so two near fall for Jalen. Reverse for Maher. 45 seconds. Now Maher's getting back points. He's got three back points. Jalen on his left side. Maher trying to settle down. He might have a fall here. Referee looking, and he did. He pinned him. Maher with a fall. Makes it 36-9.
Premium Concrete, based in Pierce, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
Brett Kapsner against Cameron Schmitz at 182 pounds. Brett with a quick takedown here. We're 24 seconds in. Pierce 36, Painesville 9 after the Connor Maher fall. There's a count for Kapsner. Now he will switch and try and go chest to chest with Schmitz. And Schmitz able to return to his belly. Brett did get a two near fall count on that, so it's going to be 4-0. Now he turns it over. He's got the Turk in. And Brett will likely get a count here again. Brett trying to tighten this up, and there's a fall with 105 to go.
182 pounds from Pierce, Brett Kapsner.
And that makes it 42-9.
The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce is a great supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, and you are their sports. They have great food specials, like Tuesday is Taco Tuesday, $1 for soft or hard shell. Wednesdays, you get a one-topping pizza for only $5. On Thursdays, it's wing night or Little Italy night. Fridays, it's delicious roasted chicken or ribs or both. And the Brickyard has a full menu available every day. Stop in at the Brickyard before or after the game for a great meal. And go Pioneers!
And don't forget, starting January 1st, their Sunday lunch buffet is going to get started. That's at the Brickyard. 42-9, Pioneers. We've got a Carson Hulls-Patrick Kranz match now. This is 195. Two matches to go following this. 25 seconds into the match. Hulls and Kranz. Carson finished 7th up in Brainerd. Goes after an ankle as they're hooked up shoulder to shoulder. Carson trying to reach. And they separate, and Carson back to the middle, as does Patrick Kranz. Good attack there by Hulls, couldn't finish. Kranz, a senior at Painesville. Hulls, a sophomore at Pierce. Coming up, Jacob Gottwald and Grant Ludwig scheduled. And then Austin Dickman and Lucas Peterson. 55 seconds left in a scoreless first for Hulls and Kranz. Hulls again on the offensive, in on the right leg, high crotch here by Hulls. Kranz trying to defend, doesn't have a real secure hook on that leg. Now Kranz coming around, reaching for the leg of Carson, trying to spin. Might get a stalemate here with 32 seconds remaining. And they're going to go out of bounds. No points. Good action here for the 195-pounders between Hulls and Kranz. Final 22 seconds of the first period. Hulls, hand behind the head, reaches for an ankle, can't get there. 10 seconds to go. Now Kranz pushing forward, Carson's outside the circle. And they come back to the middle. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the end of the period. 0-0 after one. Carson Hulls and Patrick Kranz of Painesville. Kranz chooses down. We'll wrap up this match here in about 10 minutes or so. Take a break, and then you can join us again, I would guess. Around 8 o'clock, I would guess it would be. We'll have to see. Malak and Painesville. There's Hulls elevating Kranz, breaking him down to the mat. No points yet between Hulls and Kranz. Now his legs extended, now bridging up. Clasp is going to be called here. That's going to put Kranz on the board. They're going to get Carson for a clasp. Still riding. And there's the whistle, and there's the point on the clasping call. So 1-0 for Kranz on the Hulls clasp. And they will restart with Kranz in the down position, tries to stand. Driving into the hips is Hulls now. Single leg trying to trip. He's got that leg up, and they go out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. One nothing for Patrick Kranz of Painesville. Set up by Kranz, not accomplished. Good ride there by Carson Hulls, never losing control. Kranz standing, turning into him. Carson lifts that right leg up. He's got Kranz hopping on the left. Trying to trip now on the inside. There's the trip, and can he get him to his back? He tripped him right backwards, and they go out. No points, though. Kranz never got exposed to the back. 1-0 with 51 seconds remaining. There's an arm peeled out there by Kranz. 35 seconds left. 1-0 for Patrick Kranz, second period. Kranz on one knee, his left knee. Broken back down as Carson puts all his weight onto the back. Now Kranz able to stand up, and they take 2 steps towards the outer ring and out of bounds. 13.5 seconds left in a second period that's had no real offensive points scored. The only point is the penalty point on the clasp called against Carson Hulls. Can Carson turn him here late? Still going after a cradle try. 5 seconds left. Trying to tilt him here, and Kranz isn't going to give up anything underneath. So 1-0 after two. And Carson's choice, and he will choose in the down position. See if Carson can get away here for an escape. Kranz reaching underneath. Now Carson is up on his feet. Now he's going to have to be, he's horseback down by Kranz. Kranz driving forward in on the waist. He got a 1 count before Carson torqued his shoulders over. That came close to near fall. Oh, he did give the 2. So it's 3-0 for Kranz. He did give 2 near fall. 1.5 minutes to go. Carson to his knees, pulls those right arm free. Now trying to stand. Kranz almost slipped off. Now Carson able to face him. Kranz, though, drives forward, maintains control. Good power move there by Patrick Kranz. Carson had a little bit of an opening there, but couldn't finish. Down to 1:06 to go. Hull's in the down position on the restart. Here's Carson trying to switch, turn. Boy, Kranz really good at sticking with him. As again, Hull's momentarily was able to turn into Kranz, but Kranz never lost control. We're down to 48 seconds now. Jacob Gottfold on deck. And again, out of bounds. Hull's and Kranz here. Pioneers with wins by fall from Austin Reduns, Reese Kapsner, and Brett Kapsner. They lead Painesville 42-9. Carson bridging up, now standing on his feet, got away for an escape. Now he's going to have to take down to tie. It's 3-1. They're on their feet with 24 seconds left. Elbow tie-up. Both men bent over at the waist, right in the middle of the mat. 15 seconds to go. Carson is going to have to hurry here. 10 seconds. Hull's going to have to shoot here pretty soon. There he reaches for a leg, can't get there. Kranz out of bounds with 2.4 seconds on the clock. 1 final chance for Hull's, and Kranz will just step backwards and not allow himself to get caught, and there's the final. Kranz wins 3-1 to make it 42-12.
It's a hassle to remember to pay your bills on time, not to mention to write out that check, find an envelope, buy a stamp, and get it to the post office before it closes. That's why Unity Bank now has a new and better online bill pay service, which will allow you to pay anything from your mortgage payment to your utility bills to your babysitter. And you can pay these bills from your home computer, tablet, or with the mobile banking app. Visit them online at unitybanking.com to learn more and get started. Unity Bank, member FDIC. Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, Jacob Gottfold against Painesville's Taylor Veldkamp now at 220 pounds. Just underway, no points. Piers leads Painesville 42-12. Veldkamp listed on the JV roster. Here's a headlock try by Veldkamp. He's got a pretty good headlock in. He turns it over, and he's got a count on here. See if he can settle down on top of Jacob Veldkamp for a fall. Taylor Veldkamp with the fall. 36 seconds left in the first. Makes it 42-18 with the heavyweights coming up.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneers sports booster.
285-pounders, it's Lucas, our Austin Dickman against Lucas Peterson of Painesville, our final match of the duel. 42-18, Piers in front of Painesville. No points yet. We've wrestled 35 seconds between Dickman and Peterson. I would say Peterson's probably a little bit closer to the true 285-pound. I don't think either guy actually is 285, well below the max. Probably both going around 240. I didn't see the weigh-in sheets, but 1 minute to go. Both men have been on their feet the entire first minute here. Looks like Peterson tried a little inside step throw. Dickman blocked that. Peterson's taller than Dickman by about 2-3 inches. Now reaches up, trying to headlock. That slipped off. That was Peterson on the attempt. Pushing into each other. 32 seconds. Dickman with his left hand on the elbow of Peterson. Both men with a head here. Hand on the head. Now they drop down a little bit lower. Dickman stepping into Peterson. Peterson now steps back. 15 seconds to go. Little shuck try there by Austin Dingman, or Austin Dickman. Here's a headlock try by Peterson, and he slipped off. Dickman gets the two. And they're right at the end of the period. So a takedown for Austin Dickman gives him a 2-0 lead over Lucas Peterson. And Coach Jensen indicates that looking at Coach J, he had both fingers pointed up saying, let's go up here, and Austin chose to go down, and Coach J just kind of smiled and shook his head and was like, well, you're going to learn. So now it's Peterson riding here. Minute 42 to go in the second period. Painesville wrestles Malacca next, so the Pioneers will take a break, and then they'll come back and wrestle Malacca. There's a stand-up and an escape for Dickman. He's up 3-0 now. Dad Derek over there in the corner watching. 3-0 lead for Austin Dickman, the sophomore. Peterson's a junior at Painesville. Peterson trying to sag down on the back of the head of Dickman and pull him forward, get some leverage. 1 minute to go in the second. Our final match here in this duel between Piers and Painesville. We'll do a quick wrap-up, shut down, and then we'll come back for the Piers-Malacca match. Austin in on a near bear hug and try and throw, and he'll do it. Dickman gets two. 5-0 lead now for Austin Dickman. Good quickness there by Austin. Austin goes up and goes to work on the left shoulder on a half Nelson. 30 seconds to go. Now Dickman. I can hear the words power half coming in from the Pioneer bench. They want Dickman to reach up, and there's Austin chopping at the right elbow, taking the leverage, trying to throw that left leg inside the ankle of Peterson. 10 seconds to go. Dickman up 5-0 now as Peterson belly to the mat. And Austin will just ride this period out and go to the third. 5-0 after two. Austin Dickman leading Lucas Peterson. Peterson's going to choose and go down to begin the third. 2 minutes of wrestling left. And Austin immediately bumps him forward, controlling on the right hip side. Right now, Peterson's left hand extending. He's trying to pull that right wrist free. Austin's got that locked up underneath. Austin trying to turn that into a half Nelson that he can run around. Now Peterson does pull that hand free. Minute and a half to go. 90 seconds left in the match. Peterson hasn't been able to get much going here. Dickman He's got a little better angle on that half. Nelson now pushing down on the head of Peterson. The half Nelson's in on the left side if he can. No, he kind of gave up on that now. 1:10 to go. Still going after that half Nelson is Austin Dickman. Painesville has won the last two matches. A win by Patrick Kranz, 3-1. Now the half in pretty good. Austin's going to crank this over. Now he's got him to his back. Good patience there by Dickman, and it results in a pin with 48 seconds left.
Austin, the fire hydrant, Dickman.
Dickman with a third period fall makes the final score, Piers 48, Painesville 18. And the teams will shake hands, and we'll be back to wrap this one up from the MAC after this.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from the Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at the Clothesline.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, first duel of the mat of the evening in this Piers Triangular with Painesville and Malacca in the books. And it goes to the Pioneers over Painesville, 48-18 is the final. Let's take a look at the scoring. First of all, Trevor Reduns receives a forfeit win at 106. Then Brandon Funk wins 6-4 to make it 9-0. Jake Andries wins an 11-4 decision over Alex Magus to make it 12-0. Austin Reduns picks up the first fall of the evening for Piers. 27 seconds left in the first over Brandon Douglas to put the Pioneers up 18-0. Then Lucas Pop dropped a 6-2 decision to Sean Rue. After that, the Pioneers were deducted a team point, so it was 17-3. Brandon Tamala then 8-5 win over Dalton Christensen to make it 20-3. Then Reese Kapsner took just 40 seconds to pin Weston Roberg at 145 pounds to make it 26-3. Brandon Ortman then received a forfeit. Luke Gertz won a major decision, 13-4 over Garth Utch. Pioneers were up 36-3 after the 160 match. Connor Maher then wins by fall over Jalen Jansen to make it 36-9. Brett Capster won by first period fall over Cameron Schmitz to make it 42-9. Patrick Kranz earns a 3-1 decision over Carson Hulls in the 195 match to make it 42-12. At 220 pounds, Taylor Veldkamp with a fall over Jacob Gottwald to make it 42-18. And then to wrap things up, Austin Dickman with a fall with 48 seconds left in the third period over Lucas Peterson to make the final. Piers 48, Painesville 18. So that'll do it for this duel. There'll be about 10-15 minutes go before the Malacca Painesville match. So we'll have that one for you. That's the next match up for us here at the MAC. We won't be broadcasting that, but we will have Piers and Malacca. That should get going about 8 o'clock tonight. So check back around 8 for Piers and Malacca, the second duel of the night for the Pioneers, right here on You Are There Sports.